pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Governance Committee, Erie County Water Authority meeting of February 21st, 2019. Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of January 24th, 2019.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports? There are none. Unfinished business. T11 amendment.
Mr. Secretary, if you would be kind enough, I'd like to ask for consent to suspend the rules on the unfinished business items and go to the new business, because the new business will affect whether we consider or dispose of these, most of those items.
No objection.
No objection.
All right. Then let's move to new business.
New business. Review and recommend revised policy 92.
I've looked at it, and I think everybody else probably has with the changes. I'm satisfied personally on the policy.
One additional change that Commissioner Jones brought to Commissioner Jones' attention, and that was in the definitional section.
Well, can I explain? I was prepared to vote for this today until yesterday.
Okay.
And as you, most of the attorneys here, realize that once you go to change something, sometimes has an implication on areas you have no idea you're getting into. Mm-hmm. I think you're experiencing this now in your journey into the New York State town law,
mm-hmm.
which is not only an antiquated law, but it's a law with many different sections which could contradict each other. And they take a shortcut in making new sections out of that. Yesterday I was, Mr. Lichtenthal brought up to me that there are numerous conflicts with some of our definitional phrases in this proposal with existing policies that the Water Authority has, which, quite frankly, I wasn't aware of until yesterday. I don't know how many people in the room are aware of, except for Mr. Lichtenthal, who has a lot of institutional knowledge, obviously. Apparently, we've got a backroom library of numerous policies that may be intertwined here, and this the definitions that are set out in the proposal here don't jive with some of those policies. Number one, with regards to this backroom library, I think we ought to have at least a list, because they're all paper documents, but at least a list of what policies there are. Now, how many of these are being followed, I don't know. But we've got a lot more policies than what are in the policy books that are on my desk. Just a couple of examples of the difference between a unit and a department. I guess there's some definitions to that. Who the CFO, whether that means chief financial officer or chief fiscal officer, it's not on our flow charts in terms of organizational charts, but it's in somewhere, either in the job description of some officer or in the accounting manual or whoever's and I assume most of these policies are required somewhere along the line or have been required somewhere along the line. But if we, the concept that you put together here with regards to the policy, I have no problem. In fact, I think it's kind of a stroke of genius that your department came up with. It's more the definitional phrases. Now, whether or not that can be corrected today, I don't know, or to put it off for another meeting to clean that up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought it to my attention yesterday. So
well, it was just brought to my attention yesterday.
I know.
Well, it's been on the agenda for quite a while.
I know.
It was just brought to my attention.
But I looked it over a little bit, I also spoke to Karen. And you're right. In the budget, I guess we set things up, what's the department that's given a number and a unit. I felt that the unit was defined by the policy, but we have a new word we could use. We can call it division. Because I thought, but as I said in my email to you guys, at the time I drafted it and I talked to the secretary afterwards, I when I was drafting this, I was under the impression that we were going to divide up, maybe we can call it divided, that's why it's division, to governance, operation, legal, and financial. So that we could switch the word unit and use division. I asked Karen, is the word division used anywhere in the budget? And it's not. Things are broken down by department and unit. So that would be an easy fix. But, as I said, I'm not rushing you guys. You've got to take your time and feel comfortable with this. And if you want another meeting and for me to look into it further. As far as you brought to my attention, this is about when I first started, show me all those things too. I looked at those. They're not, particularly to the legal department, they were not policies that were approved by the board. Whoever, and the one that went to the legal department was so old, but it was written by the person who was head of the legal department. It was their policy for their department. So it wasn't board adopted, at least on the legal end of it. Now, I can go back and look at all of that, and as far as conflict, you're right. Those policies, unless they were adopted by the board, they're not board policies.
No, they're primarily procedure manuals,
they're
not board adopted.
Yeah.
But that said, the budget is adopted, and we do use the term unit and department in the budget, and so that's a great example.
Right.
And frankly, when I read it, I mean, knowing what Margaret had intended, it never struck me as contrary, but it's a simple thing. Just redefine unit to something broader or something
division,
narrower, actually.
Or division, whatever you want to use as a word. I can also put a footnote, unit, footnote. This term is being used exclusively for this policy and is not to be confused with how the phrase is used when it comes to budgetary management.
Yeah, I mean, historically, it's not a middle management position,
right,
which is clearly not what we
like
intended.
It's like an onion. Every time you peel off one, you get down to a different layer and what have you. And that's why, in my own defense, I guess, knowing that in government or in business or what have you, you can try to do a change in one area and conflict with something else that is over on the other side, kind of like nailing jelly to the wall. You get one part up and the other part's falling down. And that's why, you know, the policy that spurred all this was a one-page resolution of the board, which can be, when it's buried in the minutes, can be obscure to begin with.
Sure.
That's why I tried to fix it with a one-page, and we had a flow chart, and put out articulated what's in the flow chart there.
Right.
So I mean that's
and I have
that's
one
my of, only that's my only concern and I brought it to you
Well, as I said, if division works for all of you, we can do that. I guess I do have a little bit of selfish reason. I don't care when you adopt things, but you're all supposed to come up with what each department accomplishments were, and the board is when we report to the ABO, it was sort of like,
oh, you wanted a check mark.
I wanted a check mark. But you know something? The ABO doesn't control you.
If there's something you could do today, adopted with some kind of amendment or something, if it's that simple. I don't know if it's that simple. You got a lot of definitions.
Well, and with the understanding that, you know, we have in past meetings discussed modifications to the organizational chart, and those are still, I believe, underway. So once that's accomplished, you know, you may want to revise anyway. So
back and revisit.
Right.
Let me ask in terms of is right now, based upon what we know, it would use of the word division instead of what unit?
So
it
would
that functionally solve the problem with clarity? And then we know we may need to come back because of decisions on organizational chart. That's true with any policy, I suppose. I'd be inclined to entertain a motion to make that substitution, approve it with that substitution, because there's nothing to prevent us from coming back. I mean, I was in favor of dealing with this issue in a policy, and this policy, I think, gets us there. And just like Commissioner Jones, I came in ready to say yes on this. So if we can get the clarity with that label change, the one description, I am in favor of adopting the policy today.
Said about the CFO?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's deal with that. Now, and this is something based on things I've seen since I've worked here, both as a part-time and we have no title. We have deputy director. We have no title of CFO.
It becomes a duty within somebody else's job.
Right. And it, as I understand it, that under some reporting, Bob would know this better than I, someone has to be designated to sign off in that position. And the deputy director, since Bob has been there, has been given that. So that's why the definition has been defined as the deputy director or the person designated by the board to do this function. Now, if it should have been fiscal and I put finance, we can change that too. I've always seen it as just, you know, Bob signing the deputy director / CFO. And did I put financial or fiscal, we can change that word too. But I made it very clear so it wasn't viewed as a separate position. That's something when you deal with the organizational chart, if you want to make it a separate position, you can. But Bob can't sign anything that's not authorized by the board, and he does sign sometimes the CFO. That's why I said the deputy director or the person designated by the board to be the CFO. Okay? So if it's – Bob, should it be fiscal? When did I write it?
No, financial. Fiscal? No, financial is the right term. The okay. ABO and others ask, who is the chief financial officer?
Right.
And the practice has been since 2004 when the deputy director position was created. That was the chief financial officer position.
I mean, I think we're covered already. I don't think we have to do more on that one.
Well, look – If it comes down to a simple vote designation that the deputy director shall be deemed both deputy director and chief financial officer, that's fine, subject to change in the future, should the board at some point want to change that and empower someone else. I guess I'm kind of listening to all of this and saying, if the prior policies were never adopted by the board, then they're not policies. They're guidelines, and I don't even think they're guidelines. They're not binding upon this entity. They may have been used as very rough guidelines for within a certain division or a certain collective unit within here. And I really don't want to get bogged down with this. What we're trying to do is cut through it, have something clear and concise. It's not in conflict with a prior policy. Because they were never adapted. I agree with Commissioner Jones. If we have a library of policies, probably which were either enacted by division heads, possibly by the board, we don't know. I think someone should, begin to codify those and make a determination as to whether or not they're actual policies or just some type of divisional guideline.
I think most of them are titled as procedures.
Procedures. Even worse. So let's go through those, and let's give those back to the divisions of which they apply, and they're either going to be struck, modified, and then that division can report back to us. If it is something we perceive that should be created as a board policy, we'll take action down the road. If it's not, then it can just remain as a procedure. Thank you, Mr. Lichtenthal, to be adopted by that division.
And I think, I know just looking at the legal department, I mean, it's talking about a time when, you're using typewriters, not computers, and we weren't doing legal research, and it,
well, let's not age ourselves because I'm of that era. So you are as well. You are as well.
I don't want to
comment about the other two commissioners, but one of them may be chisel and stone. So.
but I think you're right. I think they should be given to the person, like, for example, the legal department, and I can certainly adopt procedures as the head of the department and say, hey, this is what I want. This is who's supposed to review things. And the next person who takes over, they're going to come have a whole new room.
They may well. And at some point, you know, obviously whatever the division heads adopt can't be in conflict to any policies enacted by this board. We all know that. So with that, I would move to amend, 92? Proposed policy 92, restating the use of the word, inserting the use of the word division instead of unit, codifying that a CFO, as we sit at this board today, will fall under the duties of the deputy director.
We don't need to go that.
We don't need to go that one. It's already done.
I'm looking at the definition. It says the position or individual designated by the board to oversee the authority's fiscal, financial, and accounting operations. So you've already done that.
So let's, again, I'll move to amend revised policy 92 as written to insert the word division instead of unit and recommend that to the general board for passing.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Second.
After the vote, I need to
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
But just as a follow-up on this, one of my questions, and Mark answered it, the intern, was this only dealt with the hiring
yes.
aspect of what we're doing here? And I think it's a good step because one of the wraps against Water Authority was its hiring practices, and it puts it out front, and I think it's a good open government step. But in doing that, I know our secretary is on a yeoman's job in terms of trying to recruit people and backfill people and what have you. We do have job changes within the organization, whether it be promotions or lateral moves or what have you. And if we could have some kind of either a procedure just like this one or even a public acknowledgement of what those changes were contemporaneously with the changes, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
So if I'm listening to Commissioner Jones, and I agree, he's asking that we have a policy for promotions and or firing or resignations,
job changes,
and again, I think it's more along the lines of a notice requirement than it is having the board actually having input or direct control over,
or maybe even something like we have a hiring,
even on the creation of a position.
Yeah.
I'm new to this organization, but the creation of a position, at least since this new board has taken over, new job titles have always gone to the board for approval. I think you guys came up with a purchasing director or something.
That was in
our inventory, and then you funded it. But if we were to create a new legal title, remember I wanted to create a new legal title in the legal department. I brought up to try not to do it this year, but the statute is pretty clear. I think the board has the authority to create positions, determine their qualifications, duties, and responsibilities. So there's no new job that can be created without board action. But we can look into promotion.
Let's talk about that later because I don't want to spend time going back on it because I think this policy already deals with promotion.
Now, John Gilmore,
even though people are not using that term, I think it picks. But I do think promotions are already covered under this policy, but we can talk about that later. I'll explain that when the board gets it. And I assume this will be on the next board meeting then for their approval.
Today.
It's good. Later today. Oh, good. Perfect. Okay. I'll mention it then.
Okay.
Next item.
Review and recommend amended and restated bylaws.
Ms. Merkel, are you going to address that at all? You've given us a memo. I've gone through it. I'm satisfied with where we are. I don't know.
I think
the other commissioners.
As far as I can take it, it's just if anybody, and I heard all of you seem to be fine with it. That's why we gave you a little bit more time. I think unless someone.
Actually, what I said was it was excellent work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And Jackie, Mateen, and I both thank you on both of these things. We worked, both of us worked very hard on this.
Is there a motion then to adopt?
I will move to recommend that the amended restated bylaws be approved by the full board.
Second, any question?
Any discussion? Go ahead.
Yeah, just that, you know, I had opposed putting in our committee structures and everything else, which we're trying to fit into, although we really don't. But it doesn't do any harm to the bylaws, so I will vote for it. But other than that.
Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
Office of State Comptroller, Test Audit Corrective Action Plan Update.
Commissioners, you have a packet regarding where we stand and moving along, and before we reported to the Office of State Comptroller on our reports, we thought we should have this discussion. And I won't rehash some of the details that you're aware of. The key thing is of the findings, the recommendations, and what we've gotten done. Finding one about developed procedures for managing system and network access. The IT department, Jeff Schlurf mostly, along with his group, though, went together and put, and that's an attachment to this. It shows now what they follow. They've been doing this since January 1st. And this is the way that we're going to manage as people came on. This policy was followed, in fact, with an employee who was starting on February 4th. And that it was then followed afterwards as far as the move downward at the end. So this follows along and should address that every technical aspect of protecting the authority's network regarding access to it should be addressed.
Can I ask you, the procedure for this came out of an audit by the state controller.
Right.
Is there a follow-up meeting with the state controller's office? A copy of this will go to the state
correct
controller.
After your review. This is basically a follow-up. The standard is you're aware. They will come in. They will do their audit. They will make their recommendations. We submitted a plan of corrective action that we would do. What this is the step of saying, we did it. We told you we'd do it. Now we're following it up to say, we did it.
After we told them what we would do, did we get any response from them?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
So they don't necessarily approve our plan. They just wait for us to do it and then tell us if we did it right or wrong.
And many times, too, what will happen is you may not hear, but if they do a follow-up on it, they're strictly looking, did you do it? And not doing it. It then opens you, obviously, for other criticism.
I mean,
if they get a copy of this, they'll find out that they don't have to come back.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's a redundant question. Do we believe that we've satisfied all of their issues?
Right. That's what we believe this does.
Mark, do you have a question?
Yeah. I read this policy last night as I was preparing for the board meeting. I do know, and I can talk to Bob about this later, because if it's something you want to approve today, if there's a need to be amendment, we can do it later.
It's a procedure. It's not a policy. It's a procedure. So I want to make clear about this. This is the procedure they follow.
This goes in the back.
So can be modified without variance.
Well, it says policy 89.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about that.
No, that's different. I'm sorry. I'm just up on a procedure. Authority officials did not develop procedure managing system and network access.
Oh, okay.
We got to get to 89. You're right. That's a procedure. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to 89 in a minute. Let me go back on this one, though.
But that's not separate. Sorry. That's all part of item 3, all underneath that. That's
the
right,
policy. I'm on OSC finding 1.
189 is a policy, but the others are procedures. Before we get to that, on the procedures, Bob.
Yes, sir.
The issue of the cybersecurity training, when and what is my question?
That's in 89. That's in 89. That's in number 3.
All right, then let's go to 89 right now.
Let's see. It's number 1. Number 2. Well, there's a number 2 we can follow along for a second. And that was that internet usage was not routinely monitored. They did a sampling of 10 different computers. They looked at the internet usage of them. So the recommendation was update computer use policy, provide update and the finding that internet usage was not routinely monitored. So what we've done is we've addressed from a procedural basis how internet usage monitoring is done. It has already been mentioned in Policy 89 in the past regarding the factor that your usage may be monitored. Now we have written down the steps we're going to take to actually do that. That was a shortcoming of the policy as previously adopted. It told users that your internet usage may be monitored, but the practice of actually going in and doing it was not done. So now there's a procedure, and it'll be followed up, that there'll be random sampling done and random testing of computers to make sure that they're appropriately using the internet.
That's going to fall under the IT department's
practice.
There's just a potential problem, and it has to do with, well, actually myself right now and some of the part-time attorneys. And when I first came here, I guess it was more or less just told it was fine, just be careful with your usage. But even myself, as I'm trying to end a private practice that doesn't ever seem like it's ever going to end, I get emails.
You just don't take any foreclosures.
Yeah, oh, I've already ticked myself. I've told everybody, thanks, but no thanks. I'm glad you thought of me. Wish you did it earlier in my career. I don't need it now, okay? But the problem is with the part-time attorneys and myself, who are trying to close my private practice, I'm getting emails in my business things that I do check. Not to mention, there are so many, because I'm in the cloud in my private practice, I have so many forms that I go to the cloud to bring over to give as samples to attorneys to say, here's an example of something I've done. You can use this. You can see what motion looks like. I've done that. Here's a confidentiality agreement. I brought that stuff. So I'm going into the private network. Now, I've told this to IT, and I've talked to people in IT, but I think it's something that maybe IT and Bob and I should talk about, because there's got, and I haven't really seen everything that the state controller did with the audit, but there's got to be a way that when we ask private attorneys that they still have to be in communication, so that when a federal judge wants to know how come you haven't answered an email in 3 days, and you say, oh, because I'm working full time at the Water Authority and I don't do that, I don't use my time at the Water Authority, you still got to have access if you're expecting something, so that you're fulfilling your professional responsibility. So I'm just raising it to your attention, something we should talk about. I'll talk to Bob, I'll talk to IT, to see if there's a way that we could carve something in.
So you're asking for the ability to merge the private practice with the...
No. What I will do during the course of my day, I try to check twice a day, and some days...
From the computer.
From our computer.
From this computer.
You're talking about the prohibition against checking your private email.
Oh, yeah. That
And
reading email. But the whole thing is I have protection on my stuff. I've even talked to IT that I have my own Apple AirBook to bring in, but still I need internet access in order for me to use that. And so we need to find a way that the attorneys, even if we have a terminal that's somehow separate that attorneys can, during the course of the day, can go, it does not go to interfere with our network or something, so we can fulfill our professional responsibility.
I only use this for Water Authority.
Right.
And then I use my system for my practice.
Right.
I'm not.
I remember people like myself and some of the part-time attorneys, when they're here, they still have to be.
But then you can use the computers on their desk and they leave their stuff alone.
That's what.
And the only problem is if you're here, right, you shouldn't be doing your personal stuff.
No. But no, you agree. I agree with you 100%. But on the other hand, since the normal for courts are 9 to 5, and I've done the best to juggle this, but, you know, all the attorneys at some point, they come here, they're topping in between court appearances and stuff, you have to check. And to the extent that I try to do it on my phone, there are attachments I can't open on my phone, especially from the federal court. I'm just saying, it was something that you just guys say, well, too bad for you.
The courts should have phones, the phone numbers. And you know, if they can't send you a text or you can't get your email on the phone, I have an issue, because I've been there.
Okay.
I've been in similar situations. Mm-hmm. I have an issue of merging our computer system or allowing our computer system to be accessed by any other business other than the water.
I think what's happening is that the attorneys or whomever, I'm not going to limit it to attorneys, but if you go on our system to utilize your private phone or laptop or whatever it may be.
No, I'm not saying that. Not at all. As I said, my office, which I'm trying to close down, is in the cloud anyway. What I will do is I'll log in to my own Office 360 account, okay? Which Office 360 has built-in virus protections and that
right.
kind of stuff. I will do that to check my email. I've always said I wanted to do it twice a day. Rarely do I even get a chance to do it because I'm so busy here. I don't even. So what I end up having to do is I try to check it. I have matters in the Court of Appeals. I have matters in federal court. These things are going to be done hopefully soon. But unfortunately, I can't tell the court how to communicate with me. They tell me how they're going to communicate.
Ms. Murray, I think where we're at is the issue is the hardline non-merger.
Yes.
And if I hear you correctly, the issue you're really asking is access to Wi-Fi a violation of the policy if it's on your own device?
Right.
And I think we just need, let's get back to technicals, because if it is, you know, we'll have to deal with that. And the answer may be, well, you can't access our Wi-Fi, period. But I think it's just that. And if I hear you correctly, that's, you know, where's our technical fellow who helped me get my phone once access to Wi-Fi? And if I brought in my personal laptop, I know I can get on Wi-Fi.
Right.
But I'm not, I use this new device, which is not as user-friendly as I thought.
Maybe it's just a matter of making sure.
Let's get the answer to that, because I don't know what the answer is, but we don't need to spend more time, I think.
I just need to deal
with that. And, you know, I mean, I think in terms of the plan, the Policy 89 looks good to me. I think the issue is we need to know how that lands when it comes to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then we have to make a decision, do we tweak it because of that?
Is this a new policy? Because I see the revision dates. Yeah. This one's at 12.
Right. No, this was originally adopted in 1999.
Well, I know, but the last amendment was
12. Last amendment was 12. That is correct.
Yeah, amending this.
Well, we will be.
Will be. This is a draft with recommended amendments. Right. That's why on your copy you should see some of the comments of formatting.
And let me get the order straight.
Sure.
The procedures that precede this policy. Are the ones that go in the back room?
The procedures.
So they're the ones for the departments that are in the back room.
Well, this one in particular is adopted by the board as policy and procedure.
Okay.
This is a big enough issue that it's brought to your attention and the approval.
Because the policy says we're going to use certain procedures and these are it.
Because they're mandated.
But some of the procedures in the back room aren't adopted by
those would be managerial prerogative.
We need a list of these.
There is a list that exists.
Well, we need it.
I will find it for you. It was done by Secretary Matt Botto the last time this process was done. It was in 2011, 12, 13.
Maybe.
I'm sure.
Does that list include all the procedures that are adopted by resolution of the board?
My understanding is it included the departmental procedures. You have a book that's roughly maroon in color or magenta called Human Resource
right.
Policy and Procedures. That is the major group of policies that are adopted by the board in that book.
Jerry and I were waiting for all these things to be done, but we've talked about providing the board with everything that would normally be in what they used to be. I think Bob put it together.
Policy manual.
It's going to be on a thumb drive for each of you, so you can see here's your enabling statute, here's your bylaws, here's your open meeting law, so everything that's approved by you. And Darlene, we've talked to Darlene. She's starting to research, going back in time, resolutions passed on the board that looks like policies that not have been codified as a policy in one of our books. So we're trying to gather that stuff together, and Sherry thinks that we can put it all in like a PDF file, bookmark, and giving it to you so you can keep it on any of your devices or carry it around with you, and you will know what you have adopted, what is the policies, whether it's by resolution or by a written policy that we printed out.
That's going to be done by Ms. Sikorsky?
She's looking at resolutions. So what she's doing is she's going, starting like with last year, going back and looking at the resolutions, determining which of the resolutions are not just, you know, we're approving this. It really, like this hiring resolution stuff, you know, if it reads, it's like, this is the policy, she's making a copy, and then she's going to go back, and then she can say, this resolution superseded this resolution, she'll give you that. So she'll give you the last adopted resolution that appears to be policy to bring it to your attention, because you may want to say, we don't want that anymore.
Whatever. Now, in terms of the state comptroller, do we need to adopt that policy now? I think we do, don't we?
I don't think you need to adopt it now. Let me think about that.
We're supposed to have this done by a certain...
Yeah, we were supposed to change the policy. Here's the key factor. And again, just like we discussed on the policy 92, if you make some minor revisions at the board level, I didn't put in to change policy 89 at today's board meeting because this was your first look at it, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to digest it. Obviously, policy 92 with the minor revisions you made to it, you've had a couple of looks at it and had the opportunity to digest it. This was the first time you got to see it. The key thing I wanted to point out is they wanted the process for managing access control procedure. We've done it. We've put it in place. They wanted a procedure for monitoring access, just like they did. They came in and got on 10 of our computers and took a look at where people had gone external to the internet for searches. We have a process, a procedure now for how we're going to randomly check that over time. Number three, cybersecurity training. That's a whole section that was put right in the front end of this. And working with our risk manager, Mr. Alessi, we contacted our cybersecurity insurance company asking about their training resources, which they have an online training. I then interfaced with human resources. Mr. Niemeyer is not here today. However, we interfaced on how we would lay this in to get every employee trained quickly and to make sure it's followed up every year, that people are kept up to date on cybersecurity training. And that is in here on page 2 out of 9. Which is a key portion to this. That's the real major change to policy 89 today. There may be other issues that we did not address here, such as brought up by Ms. Murphy, that are real and ought to be discussed as far as
in terms
appropriate.
Of the comptroller. I mean,
correct.
Are we in a position where we ought to be acting on it today versus the next meeting?
You could, but it's not on your agenda. I did not submit it as a final issue for you to do it because of the courtesy of you having a couple of weeks to digest this thing beforehand. That is the board's prerogative. I don't believe there would be damage in waiting 2 weeks.
Don't they give you like 90 days or something? Don't
they
give you a...
So that's just to respond to it with a plan. We gave them the plan. Now we're showing them we did the plan. This is the actual execution of the plan. No. We gave them some deadlines that we'd like to reach. And we're a little past them due to other business concerns.
Yeah.
So, yep. So that is the key factor.
Harvey, you have a question?
No, I'm concerned because I'm clearly in violation of this policy. And according to this policy, discipline can be subject you to termination. Since the day I started here, I've raised this issue. I've talked to IT, but when you read what it says about computer facilities, my even coming in here with my own personal computer and just gaining access to our network. So
well, that's what we need to get the get that clarified. Let's hold it for 2 weeks and get that clarified.
I also make a suggestion.
We need to know because most of us, I mean, have asked to have access to Wi-Fi. If that's a if that can't be done, then the technical
Wi-Fi here?
You know, shouldn't be
doing
it.
Oh, ours.
So
ours.
Let's find out. So
and it's limited to our authority devices. I don't know. Is it available in the lobby?
No, I don't think so. Different offices.
Different offices.
You know something? I just thought of a solution. I know I had, because I haven't used it, a little device that Verizon gives me. It gives me an, I will bring that in and instruct my department that if anybody needs to have access, you need to bring in a private device. We won't use the authority thing. I'll try to use this thing to connect, and I'll bring in and until we can work this out. But it's going to be...
You're going to have to pay Verizon.
Well, yes, Verizon.
There's there's also one other solution to this, too. The board has the... Well, the board adopts these policies. The board also has the power to waive certain portions of the policy and at their directive. So... The point being is to address the concerns, the very valid concerns that Ms. Murphy brings up, that she doesn't wish to be in violation of policy. In a special circumstance that she and her colleagues and her department are facing, the board can also waive that too so that she doesn't have to frankly, upend her life, and it really won't create an issue.
But let's get it back,
board.
Because there might be a tweak in the language that will fix this and so that we let's get hold of till the next meeting.
Okay.
But any objections?
No.
Okay, let's hold to that.
What I am going to do is probably, though, while we do this, is I'm going to communicate with the controller's office that we've done the procedures and the board is in the, and they'll have it in the minutes. It's posted online. The board is in the process of adopting the changes to the policy.
So we expect to do it next
week. Right. And that way they're at least, they're knowledgeable of where we're going.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Want to back up to unfinished business?
Oh, on unfinished business. Yeah, let's go back to unfinished business now. Let's go back this way so I know what I'm at here. Oh, come on. On the amendment to the Code of Ethics, let's keep that on the table. Bylaws, we have moved. Is there... This would be a matter of making a motion or not.
On G2 or GT2?
G1. We'll get to G2 in a second. On G1, we've adopted the...
We're recommending.
We recommended restatement.
Well, this item is no longer... It's an old version.
It's an old version.
You're going to take it off the table, second it,
yeah.
And then you're going to...
If there's no motion, it fails.
And it fails. And it's off your table.
Let's start at the beginning. I'll move to
take
GT1 off the table.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's off the table for discussion. Is there a motion to adopt that older version? Hearing no motion, the item fails.
GT2. I move to recommend, because I think we're going to have to...
Gotta take it off the table first.
Move to take it off the table.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the...
Taking it off the table.
Yes. Those in favor? All right.
Okay. I'll move to recommend the rescission of the resolution that was passed in May of 2018.
Okay, I think it's a parliamentary point. This is a member actions taken by the board, but this would be a recommendation of the board to adopt this resolution, which should be adopted now. This resolution, because
this
was rescind all prior resolutions, because now you've adopted a policy.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to.
Yeah, a motion to recommend the approval of this resolution.
Well, just the rescission part, because the resolution gets. The resolution has a policy within it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, why don't you get rid of it, and then you know what
That's
we'll what do? Saying. At the next board meeting, we'll do the one to rescind all the resolutions at the next board meeting.
Just hold it?
No. take this off the table, get rid of it, then we can draft a new resolution for Commissioner Jones for the meeting on the 7th that rescinds all prior resolutions.
We ended up with two different policies if we passed the one.
Just for a short period. Actually, this policy would actually supersede
resolution. Yeah, this policy is going to supersede one.
Yeah.
I mean, we frankly don't need to stipulate
that in the resolution today.
Make it part of your motion.
Oh, yeah, we can make it part of the adoption of the other one.
Right.
When we get there.
Okay, so what's your motion then?
To recommend that the adoption of number GT3, that these policies are rescinded.
The one on GT2. That's the motion. Any second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I'm confused.
What?
You just had... Okay.
We're recommending to ourselves, because we have this so elaborate committee.
You're recommending yourself to do what?
To recommend to ourselves on the next meeting that we're going to have here, that when we adopt GT3, we also rescind all prior resident policies in regards to hiring.
Okay, doesn't matter. It's going to be confusing in a minute. This should be taken off the table. You've already done it. It's off the table. Second, this should fail. But after it fails, then a motion to recommend, that's a third motion. It has nothing to do with this resolution. This resolution should be gone and failed. And then a third motion to amend the recommendation to make sure we include rescinding all prior resolutions.
That's on GT3 then.
Yeah. Okay. So GT2, we're on 2. So you've taken it off the table. Now you have to ask, does anybody move?
I think our intent is pretty clear.
I know, but you got to remember, she's got to write this all down, and she's going to run to me and say, how do I write this thing?
Well, you just told her. It sounds to me like you have our intent.
Yes, I know your intent, but I just want to make sure you do it so she records it properly.
I'm not sure. I can restate the motion so it's clear.
So you made a motion to table, to take off,
no,
the
it's
table,
off the table,
and that's approved. Right. Now the motion.
Motion to approve.
Right.
Is there a second? Your second.
No second, so it's okay. All right, now we go to GT3.
Oh, then there's a new motion. A new motion.
And we can go straight to GT3 right now.
Oh, okay.
Who's
that's the same thing.
GT3.
That's another one. That's an old policy.
That's an old version, that's right.
Oh, so you do the same thing there. Take it off the table, you don't
approve. Motion
to
take GT3 off the table.
I'll move to take GT3 off the table.
Second?
Second.
All right, any discussion? Is there a motion to withdraw?
All those in favor, aye.
Oh, yeah, those in favor taking off table, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Okay, now on GT3, this old version of 92, is there a motion for approval? Hearing none, the matter fails. Going to GT4?
Well, now.
Oops, I'm sorry.
You want to make, now to make the motion. At the general meeting. Yeah. That.
To recommend to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. You're making a motion because remember you had a motion to adopt policy 52, which was a motion that you passed with the changes of recommending the change of the division. Now you're going to amend that motion. And in addition to those changes, that it also contains. It
rescinds all other hiring policy resolutions.
Right.
Prior hire.
That's right. So that's the motion.
To recommend.
Right.
Is there a second?
This one you can second.
Hold on a second. You're now making a motion under what number? Because if it's not here, you're not making a motion because there's no notice of it.
No, you can always make motions. You don't have to make, Mark, I'm sorry, Commissioner Carney, you don't have to. Motions can be made by board.
I understand that.
You know, you've got business here. You've discussed what you want to do. You're making a recommendation to the board. Your recommendation to the board, remember, you just recommended to the board the adoption of policy 52 with the change of taking division to unit. Now
92.
92. 92. So you've already made a motion under new business to recommend to the board the adoption of policy 92 with the proviso that division be substituted for unit.
Correct.
Now he's moving to amend that motion to recommend, adding one more additional thing, which would be that the resolution also be amended to say, and all prior resolutions regarding hiring be rescinded. So, Commissioner Jones has made that motion. There now needs to be someone who would second that. And that's when we go to the board with your resolution. We're going to amend that resolution based on your recommendation. So he's got a motion.
I'll second it. It's a butcher job. But
we're talking about GT4? Or we're talking GT? I'm sorry, GT2.
Three.
Any further?
No, you're talking about item number one.
No. That's the problem here.
I know.
That's why
I said, what are you naming?
No, Mr. Carney is
not named anything. It's simply a motion.
Look.
It's not referencing anything. It's a motion on the table.
No. Okay. Let me
do it. Am I right?
No. The point is, you already adopted, before you went into unfinished business, you adopted a motion.
Right.
In your motion, we're going to recommend to the board the adoption policy.
But we haven't gotten to this.
Change, with this change. That was your recommendation.
Right.
You approve that motion.
Correct.
You're now making a motion to amend that prior approval to add one more thing. He needs a second. Once you second, it's amending the prior.
Okay. Margaret, then.
Okay? That's how you do it.
I don't disagree with you. I think that the confusion the chair has is we're trying to reflect it back to GT1, GT2, GT3, or GT4, and it doesn't reflect back. It is just a new motion.
Correct? It's a brand new motion.
Okay.
It doesn't reflect back to those things. Those things have failed. They're off the table.
Okay. The motion pending then with that amendment. All those in favor?
GT3.
No.
One moment.
Motion.
Ms. Murphy, yeah. But we did not dispose of GT3 and GT4, and that's my procedural issue here.
You got rid of one. You've got the GT1, GT2, GT3.
Three.
It's done.
Okay,
it's
done.
Off the table. There was no motion to approve them.
Correct.
They failed.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go into the bylaws, which are going to do the same thing, because it all dealt with the same subject matter, a motion was made by a committee member to amend your prior motion that you approved. Okay. To add. So let me
rescinding all prior policies.
Right, and that would be added. That's an additional recommendation you're making.
So
he's amending your prior motion, which you made, Mr. Carney. He's asking, I'd like to amend your prior, which was approved. We're doing that, and now he needs a second. And once you do that, then when it goes to the board, the governance committee will be reporting a recommendation that they're going to adopt policy 92, which is the one that's on your agenda today, with the following change. Division
to units.
We'll change your unit. And the resolution, okay, which is pending before the board, will add the one more item at the final whereas that all prior hiring resolutions be rescinded, period. So that would be the recommendation to the board.
Let's just make sure. Commissioner Jones, is that your motion?
Yeah, the hiring policy.
Yes.
I mean, there may be other hiring resolutions out there.
Yeah, any and all prior.
But this is supplanting all other hiring
policy. The new
policy.
Yeah.
And that is the motion that I seconded.
Hopefully there's enough in the back room somewhere.
Yeah.
So seconded. We have now had a discussion. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. All right. Now we have we're done.
Now we're on GT4.
GT4.
That's bylaws. Now we're on the bylaws one. Didn't do GT4 yet.
No, but that's the old version.
That's of the bylaws.
Right, old version of the bylaws.
Move you haven't to taken take, it off the table.
We need to take it off the table and dispose of it on GT4.
I'll move to remove GT4 from being tabled.
That's second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, is there a motion to adopt the former version of GT4? Hearing none, the motion fails. All right.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay.